This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of the long and contentious U.S. presidential election over Republican President Donald Trump, has moved quickly to start preparations to take over the U.S. government when he is inaugurated January 20th and reverse some key Trump policies. The move comes as President Trump is contesting the outcome of the November 3rd election through lawsuits. He claims, without evidence, vote counting irregularities in several states where Biden won narrow pluralities and all their electoral votes would reverse the result and hand him a second term. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, launched a website for their transition to power Sunday. They say they will immediately focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the recession in the world's biggest economy wrought by the pandemic, climate change, and systemic racism. China says it has taken note of Joe Biden's declaration of victory in the presidential election, but is holding off on sending any message of congratulations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A foreign ministry spokesman says the result of the election would be determined under U.S. laws and procedures, and that China would follow international practices in extending its sentiments. Beijing has had a fractious relationship with President Donald Trump, characterized by growing friction over trade, technology, and competition for influence in Asia and the world. Analysts say, though, Biden will likely return ties to a less contentious state. China joins Russia, Brazil, and Mexico in declining to recognize Joe Biden's victory, unlike other nations like South Korea and Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There were other notable holdouts among the world leaders to congratulate Joe Biden on his victory in the election, including, as Charles de Ledesma just reported, leaders of Latin America's two biggest countries, Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro.